don't know. I know it's dual band. I don't think it does tri-band. I don't know. And I looked up that nifty mini manual, and that's like $37, but it's 28 pages, highly laminated. And they've got it here. I just looked at nifty manuals right now. I mean, that's a nice little thing. It's spiral bound. That's one thing I like. You may want to look into that because that'll help you instead of reading the big manual that it comes with. They'll give you the little quick points you need to get to.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'll have to think about that. Yeah, I was looking at one of those, and so I've got a, what the hell is it, a Bofang Tech DMR, which is, it's basically an Anytone clone or a rebrand of an Anytone by Bofang Tech, and it's the older model, and I was looking at that Anytone because it kind of matches the one I got for the car, you know, the portable radio, not a handheld, and I don't know, I think it either had tri-band or it had AM, which is the aircraft, not AM, aircraft, or something like that, too, maybe, I don't know, I don't remember, but I think it was tri-band, it's 200 megahertz or whatever the hell it is. I'll have to think about that because I wanted something that matched my car radio, but I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot more money. I don't know. I don't need to spend it, I guess.
Right, right. You know, it's like me. You know, I don't go out and buy 15,000 rails. Yeah, I've got a few more handouts than I need, I will be honest. It's crazy. To have, you know, I mean, still, it's crazy for me. I mean, I don't get out that much, but I have like a couple of bull things, like one sits in the truck on a little old cellular style 2-meter 440 antenna. And I've got the other bow thing in my walking bag. I call it my walking bag because it's lighter weight and it's not as big as a big backpack. So I've got one in there. I've got the Anytone. I've got, you know, more handhelds than I ever thought I have. I got a little Colti 2-watter for DMR and analog UHF. I've got more rails than I know what to do with. But, hey, it all works out for me.
Oh, you do have a bunch. Yeah. I just got done, and I'm, you know, being on planning for retirement, I'm trying to clean things out. So I just got done giving away a couple of mag mount antennas and a old Bofang radio, and then, I think it was a TYT radio or something like that that I gave away to a new ham, you know. You got to give them something to start with. But, I'll have to think about it. I saw a really good deal on, I think it was Radiodity. I think they had a sale on a dual band or dual band with aircraft. It was like $49, something like that, on sale. Normally like $60-some. But every now and then there's a good sale on a really, really nifty little handheld that's like, wow, for $40, you know?
Yeah, I know, and I never was a Bofang liker. I never did. But now, you know, they got extended battery packs that can go 3-4 days. I mean, on scan mode, and it's like, wow. I put my 1.5 RM that can do airband on it. I've got airband, I've got marine, you know, all the other stuff with it that I did. I can't say what I did. But I really like the bow thing because all I have to do is go to chirp and I can program it, no problems. But, yeah, it's kind of neat, you know. I mean, those bow things are, they were given to me because a guy thought they were long-range radios. And he gave them to me to program, and I said, you need a license for this. And he goes, oh, I do. He thought it was those little cellular, over-cellular type radios type that you get, those rapid radios or something. And it's like, nope, these aren't what you're looking for. He goes, oh, okay. And I was going, bam. He said, nope, you can have them. If you can use them, use them. And I did. I actually got rid of a couple UV5Rs and went to the 5RM, and it works out beautiful.